The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Reefa. Happy New Year.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Wow, here we are. Some big celebrations last night, Reef. Wow. You know, and some of these people had the cold weather that we don't have to deal with. It's like, Reef, do you want to go out there when it's 10 below zero?
I don't. I've been in 6 below zero, and I thought that was ridiculous. So, no, I don't want to be in any of that cold weather.
No, it's, you know, and they had reported on some of these. And, you know, Reef, what I'm kind of happy about is they've had some big celebrations, but, you know, there wasn't any trouble. And they had all this talk about, oh, there could be this and that because all these people are getting together. But everything was peaceful and calm, and it really went well. And the people are sitting in line. Reef, I don't know, would you sit in line? I mean, it's a great parade, but would you sit all night and, you know, wait for
well,
the...
I've been to the Rose Bowl when I was young. And you've seen it once. I would like to go back if I'd like. Go back as a VIP, that's so tragic. But it's true. But as far as staying out all night to see anything, a movie, a parade, or anything, I don't think so.
No, and, you know, it's, 10 hours sometimes? You know what they do is they take shifts. Their family goes out there, they'll sit for 4 or 5 hours. And then they say, this one group said, well, we have the teens come out from midnight to whatever, and a couple parents and that. And I don't know if I. Well, anyway, that's the way they do it, and they got good seats, and they're ready to watch the parade, and it's been going. I don't know how long it's been going on, but it's supposed to be getting bigger and bigger. But looks like we've got to get into a commercial.
All right.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Apparently, we have hot topics now.
Hot topic time.
Well, my hot topic, of course, will be the year 2018. I'm, all of 6 hours or so into it, and nothing exciting has happened yet. I did toast out the old year in church. It was a church that I don't regularly go to, but it was good music and good praise and worship and good praying and just a wonderful time at church to ring in the new year. And I just want to wish everybody a happy, happy, happy new year. And I think this is going to be a good one, Jim.
Well, I'm going to touch on a couple of things going on. If we have, okay, so, you know, I want to keep it positive. It's going to be a great new year. But we had a Costa Rica crash, Reef. I don't know if you saw that. 10 people passed away. 5 were from one family in New York. And the demonstrations in Iran against the regime, they're really the biggest since 2009. They lost 12 people in the demonstrations, and they say they're really getting out of hand. In North Korea, Kim Jong-il offers a rare olive branch to South Korea. And let's see where this goes. And New York City celebrate, well, the celebrations around the world, Reef and I were talking about the cold weather and getting into 2018. No problems. So, you know, no problems. That's a good thing. I remember the New York, or at least the Chicago celebrations back a long time ago. And I guess you just get used to it. Trump welcomes the new year in with a extravagant party at his private club in Palm Beach. He returned to 2018 with a to-do list. and a little on the good side here. A woman unites with firefighters that saved her life after she fell 150 feet. That's a long way to fall, but she fell on an air conditioning unit that was covered with snow. And a Georgia man was reunited with his long, many-year-lost brother, and it turned out they lived 15 minutes away from each other for all those years, and they went to some of the same areas, but they didn't know each other. But Facebook took care of that. And MLB star, a Texas Ranger, Cole Hamels, and his wife donated their $9.4 million home and 104 acres to special needs programs. And the NFL, you probably heard of that, the Bills ended a 17-year playoff drought, finally won. And a couple gets married on field before the Indianapolis Colts game. And a man gave a homeless free – this man was giving homeless people free haircuts, so – somebody appreciated what he was doing, and he bought him a barbershop. And
oh,
a chainsaw nun who helped clean up the hurricane areas. She was honored by the Miami Heat. So let's move along from that. We're kind of out of time with that.
Okay.
Yeah. And
well, there's certainly a lot of news in the news today, and I'm just gonna take it easy today. I'm gonna watch positive, happy stuff all day. And just look forward to a great new year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we have, it's just kind of 2018, Reed. How did that happen? Is time going faster or what? You know?
What happened to 1984? What happened to 1999?
Yeah.
What happened to the year 2000? All of that, those big mega disasters we were looking for.
Yeah, you remember
came
that?
And they went.
Yeah. Yeah, 2000. What was it? 2000. Everything was going to shut down or something, and people are getting ready.
Yeah. Y2K.
You wake up the next day, and it's just the next day. You know, time to move along.
One of these days, I think we're really going to run into something. But I do think that does bring us up to a commercial.
Commercial time.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit easywaypromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
At Easy Way Promotions.
Easy Way.
You know, Reed, we talked last year about some of this stuff, and it's very serious. And we really, you know, have to get on the bandwagon. But it's staying on that bandwagon about the New Year's resolutions. You know, we talked about our diets. We talked about exercise and that. And, you know, this stuff's really important. And it is, you know, not that we're, you know, talking about our age or anything, but, you know, as you get older, you realize that you have to eat right and you have to move and exercise, and sitting isn't good. But,
well, as babysitters,
you know,
that's all we talk about is our age, our health, our age. Things that we never talked about when we were teenagers. I never remember discussing in mixed company any health issues when I was in my 20s or 30s. Now it doesn't matter who's there, grandkids, boyfriend, somebody you just met 10 minutes ago, and you say, oh, I got the same thing. It's terrible, but that's what we do as baby boomers.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I used to think, like, what's with these people talking about this, you know, their knees or their problem? Well, now we kind of realize. But, you know, I saw this little thing in in time.com. It's a broken list and of, you know, the most popular New Year's resolutions. And here it is. It's weight and stop smoking, learning new things, eating habits, getting out of debt, family, being with family, more travel, less stress, and, you know, that kind of thing. Voluntary.
Well, that's why I don't make
these things. Yeah.
I don't make the resolutions. I just try to live better each day. But speaking of living better each day, I understand that we have a guest today who travels with his own theme song. I love that. I want my own theme song. So, is it true that we have the one, the only, Eric Zuli himself?
Uh-huh. Here he comes.
Life is hard, but I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard, but
I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard,
but
I wrote it easy way.
There he is, Eric Easy Zuli. Oh, there he is. Hey, Eric, thanks for coming on. And we talk about this, but Eric is like, you know, going all over the place, and he gets invitations, and they want him here and there, but basically, he's got his nose to the grindstone. It's computer. And Eric, welcome to the show with Reith and I. Happy New Year. And we're off and rolling. I, you know.
Where'd he go? His theme music was here.
Oh, no. Hey, everybody. Welcome.
There he is.
Welcome.
There he is.
Hey, Dad, Reith. I pulled a baby boomer move considering this is a baby boomer show. Radio Boomers Live. I had the mute button on.
Now I feel better. Yeah, you know, well, we did that one show, and Aretha was talking, Eric, and she's going, and I'm thinking, why is she kind of hesitating every once in a while? Well, I was answering her questions, but she was filling in because I was answering her questions on mute, and I'm thinking, okay, but you did a good job, Aretha, with that, what do they call it, impromptu or whatever it is?
You did that on my show. You did that on my show. We just had you on my Voice America show, and you know, we're like, hey, did a great introduction for Dad, you know, he wasn't there for about a minute. I'm like, Dad, please unclick the mute button so my audience can hear you.
I was there. Hello, everybody. Well, you know, thank you for having me on, Eric, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, I'm not getting much response. Oh, this is why.
Hey, Reith, Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Eric.
Yeah,
and
it is going to be very happy.
And what's happening in 2018? I know you got so much stuff going.
Well, my New Year's resolution was two things: one, to focus more on the balance side of my life, and two, make sure that my team is well taken care of, and make sure that our plan is well thought out, so we can make the proper income and financial aspect of things. So, you know, things are a little bit easier on us as well as our Easy Way fam. But, well, 2018, we're going to do a lot more engagement on social media for the Easy Way fam. We're going to be focusing more on the Easy Way Awards and honoring people that deserve to get that spotlight, and the Easy Way Pay program, which we have not really been talking about nor really releasing. I posted one time just to kind of do a beta to see how people feel. But I will say that I'm not exactly put it all out, but I will say that Easy Way is coming out with its own coin, its own currency. Can you believe it? Our own cryptocurrency.
Wow. This is amazing, this stuff, this coin stuff.
This isn't going to be any kind of strange money. Are we actually going to be able to use this as money?
Oh, yeah. You'll be able to trade it. You'll be able to buy it. You'll be able to use it as money. You'll be able to redeem it for marketing services, you know, because our biggest thing, you know, our distribution is a very large reach. We have Voice America, Actors Reporter, Soul Central Magazine, Film On, numerous partners all over the place, all over the world, all over the globe. So our reach is extensive, and easywaynetwork.com is the one go-to place now where we're going to be putting that reach out. And then it branches you out. It's like we're a giant tree, and then we've made all these branches. So Easy Way Network's the tree, and then Easy Way Promotions and Easy Way TV and Easy Way Radio and all the other branches. You know, Easy Way Pay is another branch. And so there'll be it'll be actual currency. And then through the Easy Way, MasterCard, which is coming soon, people will be able to pull that currency out into actual cash. So they can use it and redeem it for Easy Way services and actually be able to get it in a better way, in a simpler way and more cost effective if they want to use Easy Way services. I mean, we're doing app development now, so we'll be making apps. I mean, I'll be telling you about this, Rita, for your tech time. But we'll be doing app development, so not only will we be marketing people, but we'll also be creating them the platform, consulting them, teaching them, holding their hand to do what I've been doing, what I've learned how to do, to take technology and take a platform and make it work for your own business and monetize and make it be a residual income so your life is a little easier.
Awesome.
See? It's a... You know, Eric and I were talking about this, and it's the dollar has a lot of issues because other countries producing our money. They're not supposed to be doing that. There's a term for that? Counterfeiting. And rampant. And they bring $1 billion over here that's not supposed to be here. And then you have people buying and selling. It's not being reported. So the government could... possibly be getting away from the actual cash thing. Because when you go into the store, how many people actually pull out cash anymore? It's usually a card.
Well, Dad, if I may, let me hop in here. If you really do your research, cryptocurrency is taking over. That's one of the reasons I feel like the government and people are trying to kind of confiscate the internet, because the internet's putting what is the financial aspect of everything into the general consumer's hands. It's taking the power away from the banks. And anybody, that knows how to can really create. I mean, if you really listen to the radio, you'll hear the eBay coin. You'll hear this coin, that coin. Everybody's creating their own cryptocurrency. They're creating their own way for people to not have to deal with all the other, problems of the bill, of the dollar bill. And I feel that bill is going to be, going away soon. And you need to really be with the times. You need to be with the transition. You need to be on the top of the totem pole, because what's going to happen is everybody's going to start catching on like they did with Bitcoin. Bitcoin went from, 10 cents to, freaking $20,000 a coin?
Yeah.
If you don't know about cryptocurrency, if you don't know about the new transition, about social media, IPTV, OTT, that's one of the things I'm doing on my show. If anybody wants to listen to anyone wants to listen to Easy Talk live on Voice America, I'm now offering free advice and consulting for anything that people may want to know. And I'm not saying I'm a full expert on everything, but I know a little bit about the digital world, and I study it every day. That is my business.
Yeah.
And it's something that you really have to be in the now on, or what's going to happen is you're going to have to rely on people like us, or you're going to have to hire people like us to help keep your business afloat.
Yeah.
Because the business
is... Yeah,
it's
a total transition time. And, if you don't keep up with it, you fall behind. It's just like you with your advertising, your business or whatever. Now it's the finances and the money. What's going to happen with this? And I don't know. This is the big... What do you think, Reith? I mean, we're a little older than Eric. Everybody says, in our generation, but have you ever seen more transition as far as finances, entertainment, communications, then what's going on in the last few years?
Well, it's amazing just what's taken place in our lifetime, and especially, like you said, the last few years, it's even sped up even more. In our lifetime, Jim, we've gone really from only the very elite having a television to everybody has one, basically on their phone.
What's a television, Rita? It's about smart TVs now. There are no more televisions.
Rita and I used to, when we watched TV, we'd push the button, turn the switch, and turn the channel to this 5 channels. That was it. That was TV.
Yeah, rabbit ears.
Yep.
Rabbit ears, exactly, and static. And at midnight, all the channels went off. Now you have 24/7, 7 days a week.
Now your cell phone's a TV. And speaking of the TV, if you go to livetvtheeasyway.com, we're on that trend as well. We actually have linked up with a company that has over 900 streaming channels from ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, everything you can think of for $40 a month. And so your cable bill is usually $100 a month or so to have all that network, you know, the major sports, the Super Bowl, whatever it is you want to get is on this platform. And so we synced up with this platform. So if you go to Live TV, the easy way, letter E, letter Z, livetvtheeasyway.com, it'll be on easywaynetwork.com soon. I mean, we're really going to be saving a lot of people money, teaching them how to make residual income in the digital space. And then our event on March 24th, is going to be at the Business Expo Center, which is another announcement we have. The Business Expo Center, we partnered up with them, which is a major, major building, 36,000 square feet. And they have the biggest CEOs and the biggest events. I mean, they're doing like thousands of events a year, conventions, seminars. It's just ridiculous.
It's
and we have access
place.
To all of that. And so we're doing our event, which is a 350-person capacity in the showroom. At the Business Expo Center in Orange County, California, on March 24th, which is really going to be announcing the new easy way, the new benefits and solutions we have to offer for the Easy Way fam via our partners. We have partnered panels so people can meet all of our partners and really who they are. We have amazing performances and amazing speakers, but really opportunities, and we're going to really present the program to everybody on how it works. So when you become an Easy Way member, we have the ultimate solution for you as a business owner. We create a B2M, business to media, business media optimization, which is trademarked, which is our thing. We created that. And if anybody is interested in advertising or getting involved with the event, then just contact us at easywaynetwork@gmail.com. And it's going to be a fantastic event. So the event is open to the like-minded influencers that follow us that are subscribed to our app or subscribe to our network. It is not an open event. It's an RSVP-only event, and you do need to have the Easy Way mobile app, and you need to have the Easy Way MasterCard when that is available, which is very soon. So, you know, so we're creating some great programs that I think people are going to be very interested in. Hashtag Easy Way, follow the movement.
I give you a lot of credit. Rethi's just nonstop with this stuff. You know, it's amazing. But anyway, it's, you know, we're trying to squeeze it. We got J. Edgar Hoover and Paul Revere and Anthony Hopkins birthdays. Anthony Hopkins, New Year's Eve. But a lot of birthdays today. And everybody, we wish you a happy new year. And we have to move along. Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita is always bringing a lot to our table with her guests and everything. And what do you think, Reef?
All right,
thanks. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And it is a good morning, a little chilly out, but the sun is shining. And I've got a star shining right here in my living room. Believe it or not, my guest is sitting right across from me. And I'm going to welcome her now. Her name is Audrey Angel Sherborne. Good morning, Audrey Angel.
Good morning, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, and Happy New Year to the world. I'm just so glad that we're all here, safe, and nothing major so far. right now, we never know with the way things have been, but we're looking for a new year and a new opportunity for a new beginning, right?
Right.
Yes. Well, we were a little chilly this morning, so I put the heat on, and so we're now warm and cozy here. And I have to tell you, this is the first time I've actually had my guests with me by my side. But Angel has been a longtime friend, and she's also a loyal member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. And Angel, can you tell us about how long it has been since you have been a breast cancer survivor?
Oh, my God. 20-some-odd years. I can't remember everything now. behind what I just went through this year, last year.
Yes.
But it's been 20-some-odd years.
Well, that's wonderful, you know, and you look great.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at a beautiful woman. If those of you who have had the opportunity to see the announcements that have been posted online, you'll know what I'm talking about. I put the picture of her that I plan to paint one day. She asked me to do the portrait of that photo of her for her upcoming book eventually. But we've been friends for many years, and I got that book that was written by Little Richard. And I noticed that Bumps Blackwell also had a hand in writing it. Bumps and somebody named Charles White, who I don't know.
English.
Yes, okay. Well, Bumps was also a friend of mine, and we used to share our stories. You know, he would tell me all the stories, of course, because he was there firsthand about Little Richard. And he told me that when he brought Little Richard on board, his family said, "We're going to have a conference about this." You know, because Little Richard is so flamboyant. But can you tell the listening audience about how your friendship started with Little Richard?
Well, number one, I was 16 years old, about to graduate from high school. I managed to skip a couple of classes. And I couldn't stand Richard's music. So I had no intentions of going to the show that night. But my stepmom, if she wanted me to do something after school, she would always leave it on the kitchen table. I had to go downtown to pay a bill, and somebody came over to me and said, "Little Richard wants to meet you." And the first thing that came out of my mouth, "Does he know I'm a girl?"
Oh, boy. In fact, you know what? When I tell people that you're Little Richard's girlfriend, people sometimes wonder, "Oh, does he have a girlfriend?" You know? Yes, very much so.
It's 62 years.
Yes, 62 years. Oh, my God. It was 1950-something.
56.
Know? 1956, yeah. Well, some people don't even live that long, you know. But I think it's wonderful that you managed to keep a friendship all these years. And I know he's such a colorful personality, and he's inspired so many greats in the industry. He is the one who inspired Michael Jackson. And he's inspired
The Beatles.
He inspired Prince. I mean,
oh,
you know,
definitely Prince. You can see that all over Prince.
Oh yes, the pompadour.
Oh, you could have
hair, the pompadour hairdo, and all of that.
Yeah.
And you know, my husband and I, we went to. I'm not quite sure what the name was of that theater. It's been so long ago now because they've torn it down, unfortunately. Beautiful, beautiful theater on Wilshire Boulevard. My husband and I just happened to be sitting in the aisle that Michael Jackson decided to sit in, that same aisle. He walked in the door, down the aisle, and that particular day was when the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, was having his show, and he was up there on stage, and Prince came on board. And I decided to go down to the front, you know, to take a photograph.
Yeah.
And they had this prop that looked like a real street light. And I don't remember. I think it was Hulk, the Hulk Hogan, actually carried Prince up the stairs to the stage. And he grabbed that street light, and that thing almost fell over on my head. And I had to jump back because it fell, you know.
Yeah.
So I got a photograph, but I wasn't expecting that to happen. But can you imagine all three of them in the same room at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Prince, Michael Jackson, and
James trying to be number one.
Yes, and and you know, you were friends with all of them. Can you tell the audience about your friendship with the Godfather of Soul, James Brown, about some of your experiences with him?
Oh, my God. I was working in Nassau with Jotex, and a lot of you may not know because he was New York, he was East Coast. Peg Leg Bates, Winnie Brown, that worked for Universal Attraction also, she was a singer. Very much my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I think?
Well, you know, you've had such wonderful experiences. Sometimes, you know, we get these little brain farts. You know?
Well, yeah. The sickness I've been through this year has a lot to do with it.
Yes.
But I'm getting better.
Well, you know, God bless you because from what you told me, you've been through how many? Three strokes, was it?
It was three strokes.
Three strokes.
And three heart surgeries this year.
Last year, yes. Yeah, but looking at you now, it doesn't show. And we just want to affirm your good health, that you're going to continue to have many, many more good years with us, and we got to get through this book, Angel, you know.
I know. Charles Connors want you to do a few pages for the show that I'm doing on my birthday for him.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, absolutely.
He hasn't told you?
Yes, he did mention to me that you're being honored again, is it? Or
It'll be the first time I've worked with the Burlesque Society.
Uh-huh.
Well, I can't say that because I did my last show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember they had a big thing
huge
that you
thing.
Told me about, yeah. But recently they just had a big celebration of you and Charles Connors in Burbank.
In Burbank, yes.
Yeah, tell the audience about that.
Well, I walked in with $5 and... I will be, and I don't lie about my age, I will be 78 on the 12th of January. And all these young girls coming up to me and telling me how beautiful I was and everything, it was nice. I ended up doing a show with Charles that night, but I walked in with $5 and walked out with $500.
All right. That sounds like a winner to me.
And I'm doing another show in Long Beach with Charles on my birthday.
Yes, January 12th.
Yeah.
That's great. And can you tell them where it's going to be in Long Beach? Maybe some people may want to come out and help you celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, no, but isn't Charles going to call in?
I was planning on that to happen. I just checked a while ago to see if I could get him on the line, but I don't know where he is. But anyway, we're supposed to be getting a call from our little friend, a big friend, actually, in the business. I mean, Charles is an icon in himself, and he has a book out. In fact, he's got, maybe two or three books out because he is the original drummer in the Upsetters, which was the first musical group that Little Richard formed.
And he was also in the hotel room. Richard looked out the window and saw me walking down the street.
Yes.
I just found that out after all these years.
Well, that's how Richard spotted Angel. I mean, he saw her walking down the street and the world stopped. And he had to meet her. So didn't Charles have something to do with getting you guys hooked up?
No, I don't know about what happened in the room when Richard looked out the window and saw me.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, as I said, it's been 60 years I finally found out Charles was in the room.
You never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe he might still surprise us and call in. I did give him the number to call. But, you know, people, you know, never know what's going on, and maybe something might have come up unexpectedly. But that was in the plan.
Javier's in Long Beach. It's a jazz. It's a jazz club.
Oh, okay. That's where it's going to be your birthday party.
Yeah.
Do you know what time it's starting?
9:30. I think Charles said.
Okay, folks, you heard that. Javier's in Long Beach at 9 or 9:30. You'll get a chance to see Audrey Angel Sherborn in the flesh.
Or Lee Angel, as I was known around the world.
That's true. You had a stage name of Lee Angel.
Yeah.
And oh, my goodness, you've got to find that book that Little Richard wrote with her photograph in it. It's absolutely stunning. And I have it on the Internet along with some of your recent pictures,
I think that picture was so funny. You'd known me for a while, and I don't remember. I know I was here in this room. And something about the book, and I mentioned, well, that's me. And you were surprised. You, as long as you knew me, you didn't know that picture was me.
And what's funny about it is by me being a fine artist, I do portraits. That's my specialty. And I had planned on painting that
portrait of you before I realized it was you. That is too funny. But, you know, well, there's so much to do. 2018 is here now. Who knows? Maybe I might finally get my hand busy on that canvas and get that done, because we've got work to do, don't we?
Yeah. Did you ever go through the white box I gave you with all the papers?
Not all of them, no. I did see the book that's in there by Little Richard. I saw that.
What about the Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke?
Well, I'm sure it's all there. I just haven't had a chance to go through it all. You know,
yeah.
You know me, multitasking. Got my hands on many, many, in many pies, let's put it that way.
Oh, I know.
I've got a mural, too, to finish, you know, a big mural project that we've been talking about. That's also connected to our organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, because it's, you know, art. The arts are healing. And, by the way, I just, before we head out the door, not literally because we're going to be in here in the living room for a while, but we're getting ready to head out the door on the program. I want to mention again, Eric has already said that there's going to be a big celebration of his birthday, March the 24th, which is going to be in Orange County. And they're going to be launching the Easy Way credit card. I mean, if you heard everything that was said on the broadcast this morning, there's so much stuff going on. Now they've got
Easy Way MasterCard. And it is,
Easy Way MasterCard.
Charles is on air, so go ahead and introduce
And we've also got, you know, a new form of the Bitcoin. He's got his own monetary system coming on board. So much stuff going on. But I want to thank you again for being my guest. It's been a pleasure having you on board. And
Carmelita, Charles is here on air waiting for you guys to introduce him. He's been on air for
Great. I just got word. A little birdie told me that Charles is on the air.
Charles Connors.
Hey, Charles, are you there?
How y'all doing? I've been listening to the show last 45 minutes.
We've been talking about you, and we didn't know whether you were there or not, so I was thinking, I hope he calls in.
Charles, while I'm thinking about it, what is the name of the club that the show's going to be on?
I don't have the address, but it's the Strip Touch Time. It's a burlesque club up in Long Beach, and it's Friday, February the 12th, and the first show, I think.
No, January 12th, my birthday, remember?
Yeah.
January 12th.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And this gentleman was in the room when Richard saw me out the window.
Oh, yeah,
62 years ago.
Yeah, Charles, can you tell us about how that all... Yeah, can you tell us about how that all came about, how you looked out the window and what happened next?
Richard almost fell out the window and messed his pompadour up. But let me tell you, so I joined Little Richard Band, Little Richard Original Drum, 1953. I was 18, though Richard was 20. And honest, Audrey could have been Mrs. Penniman.
Yes, she could have been. Well, I know he asked her to have her become Mrs. Penniman, but that didn't happen.
I was 17 years old. I just left school. I just left my parents. I wanted to see what the world was about before I got tied down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was a young kid at that time. Beautiful girl.
Yeah, that's right. Beautiful.
Yeah. She was a stone fox.
She's still a stone fox.
We were at a house a couple of days ago. Me and a guy named Joe were by a house a couple of days ago, and we're going to be out in Long Beach. We have two shows in Long Beach. And what happened, she's going to be signing autographs and things like that and pictures and all that jazz. I'm going to be doing the same thing with my book.
Yes, yes.
In the lobby of this club. I've never been there before, but we're going to be at the lobby of the club, and we're going to have a good time. You know,
yeah, sounds like
I think
winter.
Eventually Audrey going to be a judge of the burlesque, you know, burlesque show.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can pick up Carmelita going out.
That sounds like a plan. And
Jerry.
Yeah. And Jerry.
Different, you know, it's getting real, real big, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A new experience for me.
Me.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you were able to get in, Charles, and say something about it.
And we're looking forward to celebrating with you and celebrating with our angel. She is our angel, and she has been an angel to me in many, many ways. I mean, I can tell you, as a volunteer for the Rose Breast Cancer Society, she spent many hours on helping me sort the mail when we've done our bulk mailing.
Oh, boy, it was 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning I got home.
Yes, and, you know, she's also been a hostess with the mostest when people came to our events. You know, the biggest one we had was on 6.5 acres. At Virginia Robinson's garden.
Oh, up there off of
Beverly Hills. Yeah, it was fabulous, and she was there, right there at the as a receptionist. So anyway, we're ready to close it up now. Charles, thanks again for coming on board.
Everyone.
And we're going to head on down the road.
And let Kamalita and Jerry know if you can pick them up the night that we're going to Long Beach. Please.
Right on. I'll see you on the 12th, Audrey.
All right, honey. Thank you.
Thank you
so
much.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, guys, Carmelita's Corner knocks that out of the park again. You know, it's little things like people that knew Little Richard and so on. So it's and like I said, when we're with Carmelita at events, I meet some very interesting people like Lucille Ball's TV son and Judy Garland's son. You know, just people like that. And then she turns around. She's on stage singing or dancing. Amazing lady. But anyway, Wreath, I don't know if you had to take off. You're still with us. But, guys.
I'm here.
There she is. Happy New Year to everybody. And, you know, I hate to say this, Wreath, but is it going to be where here we are? I can't believe it's 2019. We just – or am I rushing things a bit? That's what I did last year.
I know.
You know, are
I'm
you kidding
too.
Me? And last year I'm saying – I can't believe it's 2017, and they're just flying by like months. I mean, a year is now a month, basically, what it is.
I'm here, too. I stayed.
I know.
So, anyway, guys, thanks for coming on again on our New Year's show, and we will be
back. Before you guys end, I wanted to also let everybody know, you know, because a lot of people have been talking to us on a sales and closing perspective. Basically, conversion, and we linked up with a major, major organization that does that specifically only through NLP, neuro-linguistics programming. And we've taken some of the members that we have and we've sent them down there, and we've seen a steady increase in their sales. And so, krsuccess.com, which is going to be doing a lot of different sales trainings and NLP trainings, is now an affiliate of Easy Way Business. And so I wanted to put that out there and just appreciate just really, this is the new year. This is the beginning of a really fantastic year. And just, we here at Easy Way Network want to just say, we appreciate all those listeners, everybody that's stuck with us, that subscribed. We appreciate that you appreciate us, that you enjoy what Easy Way is trying to do. The Easy Way Cares program is helping a lot of nonprofit, and this is just going to be a really fantastic year. And if we can help you in any way by creating some platforms and make it easier on you, you know, better businesses, you know, better platforms, better ways to reach, better, you know, consulting and learning things that you may not know, social media tips and, you know, tricks, conversion tricks on doing events and getting sponsors. I mean, our event, we already have about 10 sponsors on an event paid sponsors, booths.
That's amazing.
Media. We have Getty Images. We have Extra. We have Actors Reporter. We have Hollywood Weekly Magazine. You know, we have a lot of press already. And I mean, it hasn't even started. It hit January. That was within like a week.
That's,
you know, so
that's amazing.
We're here to support you guys and make it a little easier on you. And we just really appreciate you guys. So I just wanted to say that in closing. So go ahead and let you and Rita close it out. And you guys are rocking, by the way. You're a top show in the baby boomer market. And, you know, we are getting a lot of response, a lot of emails. A lot of people are loving the show. So, all right, that's it. This is Eric. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric. All that work. You know, it makes things easier. And the proof's in the pudding, you know. Everything he says, you can see where it's at. And
well, when I came back into the business, I analyzed what makes the difference between one business and another, what makes the difference between one actor and the other, what makes the difference between success and mediocrity. And it really comes down to how you interact with social media nowadays. A lot of us baby boomers, we don't want to learn it. That's how Eric makes it the easy way. He does it for you.
There you go. That's the name of that tune. So, Reed, have a good New Year, and we're going to stick with these New Year's resolutions. And everybody, till next week, Happy New Year. Be safe, be healthy, and keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.